Do you know what? Look at this. Let's do a radio show, shall we?
RNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Gentlemen, attention.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hair dryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Are you all city comfortable, two square on your body? Then I'll begin.
Too right. I couldn't stand that for one second longer.
What was that rubbish?
I have no idea.
Is that political music? What a waste of time.
Terrible. From deep inside your grandma's knicker drawer,
it's like...
It's KX93.5, Full English Breakfast. Here we go.
With every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. I was seriously thinking about hiding a receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason, but they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna bite the hand that feeds me. I wanna bite that hand so badly. I wanna make them wish they never seen me. Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason, but they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. What if I read it up?
Yeah, thank you, Elvis. You're absolutely right. It is indeed the radio. It's KX93.5 and Goon's Only FM. I am Jason Ferry, at least I was when I went to bed last night. And you are Daniel Barnes, hello.
Hello, I was at least until I went to bed last night also.
You never know what could have happened during the night.
I woke up a little half and half this morning.
Did you? I woke up with a strange stain on my pillow. I wasn't sure what it was.
What colour was it?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Was it an awkward shade of yellow?
It was puce. Hello, Martin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm perfect, thank you.
Good, man.
Voice Sunday morning of a long weekend.
Yeah.
Halfway through. Or just hitting halfway through.
You get to relax a little bit now. I think the festivals have wound up now.
Everything has wound up in town.
So the art season is kind of at a time when they go into producing art rather than selling it.
That is correct.
Well, they have a little travel time first.
Travel time?
Well, like relaxing time.
I mean sitting in the car time.
Yeah.
On the way home, you mean?
I have no idea what he means. I'm trying to understand what he means.
No, I mean, after
I don't know where he's going with this.
Well, an artist, when they finish work...
I'm not an artist.
Well, your wife is.
She is. I'm the slave.
Right.
This is boring. Let's talk about cricket.
Did you see it? No. He's retired again.
There's a big deal cricket going on at the moment.
Who retired?
The captain of Yorkshire, I think.
I've no idea.
Go on.
Ian Botham's retired.
You can't give half a story. It's England versus Pakistan. Big deal at the moment. England got the most runs ever or something.
Yep.
What, did they have a deli belly?
How many runs did they get?
Let's see what's happening over at the cricket. And somebody just hit the ball and then he's running around.
Somebody caught the ball.
Now he's back again.
Oh, and if it's a five-day test, it just goes on and on
for 5 days.
Do you know what? I think my old maths teacher was using this microphone last night.
And why?
It smells of tobacco and tuna.
Well, that mic thing.
Microphone
I
shield.
That. I wouldn't use that, no.
It's thick.
Anybody could have used that. We have bands in here all week long that stink.
Right, gnarly bands.
They're on tour.
They haven't
brushed the teeth in 18 years.
On a budget.
Yeah. Not good.
I can smell their budget.
Are you feeling any better, Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you been sick?
You were sick last week.
Yeah, I had food poisoning. I ate something that was a bit gnarly. And
no.
Yeah, man, I was out for 2 days.
Do you know what it was?
Yeah.
What was it?
I picked up...
Where from?
It was on the way back from LA. I stopped in
somewhere, 7-Eleven.
Near Irvine, and picked up some Chinese food to go. And I was just late. I was hungry, so I inhaled it all.
Was it duck?
No, I don't eat duck.
Oh.
I've got a big thing about duck.
You don't eat ducks.
Was it Szechuan?
Don't eat meat. I couldn't eat a duck anyway. They just look too stupid. They look weird, don't they?
Yeah, you only want to eat intelligent animals. That's right. I agree with that.
It'd be like eating a movie prop.
Yeah. I only eat dolphin.
Monkeys?
Dolphin.
Monkeys are okay, as long as you use a spoon and you start with their head.
Yeah, penguins, also very tasty.
Very slippy.
They're not that intelligent, but they are daft.
You'd be surprised.
I wonder what the weirdest thing
is. The emperor penguin?
No,
it's not called emperor penguin for nothing.
I saw that movie where that penguin, those millions of penguins, stand in the middle of the Arctic.
Arctic.
Like months on end, waiting for the wives to come back with an egg or something.
Oh, you're right.
I forget exactly how it went, but it was I thought, you idiots. You could be anywhere in the world. They can swim really great.
You can get penguins. A gig at like a SeaWorld place. I mean, you can actually go from the Antarctic.
Well, some of them go down to Cape Town. Somewhere in Cape Town.
Right.
That's quite sensible.
You just have to show a bit of like, when you see those guys out doing the photography for National Geographic, you got to do a few tricks. Like, start like flipping some trash in the air and catching it. And they'll go, wow. That's a talented penguin. We should take him to Florida.
They're not all lining up to be in SeaWorld, are they?
They are now with social media.
It's guys standing there shivering in the in the Arctic over winter in the dark with an egg under his thing.
Excuse me, you're talking about my second favourite mammal.
Second favourite? They're not mammals, are they?
Penguins? Oh, well, I think they are.
No, it's not. They're eggs.
Well, they're sort of mammals.
It's not a mammal.
Second favourite existing thing.
Go on.
He's not ragging on him.
What's your first? No, I was just thinking about like,
it's
you know,
tough gig.
I'm going to be in showbiz. I'm off to go and all the herrings you can eat.
Just there on a lonely night on an iceberg, and he sees a plane going over. What's that? Where's that going? I've got this egg.
Job's going at SeaWorld.
And then someone throws him Snapchat and goes, "Look, this is Hollywood."
I love it. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. I'm going to be in showbiz. I'm going to go to SeaWorld.
But that's what they made those movies about that. Like
they did.
Happy Feet, or whatever it's called.
I have no idea. What's your favourite animal, Mark?
Sloth.
I'm dying to know. The sloth.
You know
the
three clawed. The sloth. The three clawed sloth.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's a difference, right?
We've been through this before.
The three-toed sloth has five toes. That's right.
That's right.
Do you know that when men first went to Australia, and that was the first landmass across water that men ever achieved... You know, ever got there?
Where from?
I'm not speaking very well, am I?
Where from?
They came across from Indonesia. They came down across Europe from Africa. No, that's wrong. How can that be right? No, they came from Africa and they followed the... I've been reading about this.
The Silk Road?
No, they followed the coastline.
The A1.
Around India and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went down across and they island hopped across Indonesia and then finally found themselves in northern Australia. This is like, we're going back many thousands of years.
Where were these men from, though?
They were originally from Africa.
They took the
Everybody's from Africa.
It sounds like they took the scenic route.
Yes, they did. They didn't
Not the
know.
Shortcut.
They had no idea where they were going. They didn't know they were going to Australia. That wasn't, you know.
Well, if they'd have known they were going to Australia, they'd have probably gone somewhere else.
Why?
Well, just they'd not heard that it was full of criminals, and it was a bit of a
These were the first guys that ever crossed, and they skipped evolution because every other animal that needed to get across a sea,
right,
had to evolve into a flippery thing with his nose on the top of his head, and all
then
that.
Back again.
But they didn't. These guys built a boat.
Wow,
Vikings.
So they hopped. You know, they hopped evolution. They didn't need to evolve. They just built a boat. Pretty amazing. Why am I mentioning that? Oh, because we think of them as being these spiritual aboriginal people.
Right.
They're right in touch with Mother Nature and all that, right? All those dudes. Well, they got to Australia and completely decimated the place.
Started drinking.
Set fire to the land, you know, made a complete mess of it. And there were these giant sloths. That's why I'm talking about this.
18 foot tall.
Not 18, but 8 foot tall.
Who were?
18 feet tall. These sloths, giant sloths, and all kinds of arthropods over there.
In Australia, giant sloths.
Huge marsupials that were killed off by human beings.
Bastards.
I know. And you know what? It doesn't take long to do it, because what happens is...
It's typically Australian.
You get a taste for it, don't you? You get a taste for... Once you get a taste for something, it's on. It was like the Indians with the buffalo. It's
do you
like,
know what? Marsupials.
Today, what do they do? They end up on the beach wearing Speedos.
Right.
It's the same sort of thing. It's just a continuation.
Is it evolution?
Sloths.
Is that progress? Is that really progress?
It's not really. Progress at all.
It's not progress.
Degress. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play it.
Go on then.
Shall we? Yeah.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
Radio.
Are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hair dryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
It's KX93.5 on Lagoon is on the air. Thank you, British Air Company, for supporting this radio station. Get any swag off from this week, Martin?
No, it's been a bit slow this week.
Really?
Yeah, I'm upset and I don't want to talk about it.
All right, Keith Vaz. Let's go to politics now. British politics. Keith Vaz.
Vazza.
That's his name, Vazza. That's what they call him in school.
Hey up, Vazza.
All right, Vazza.
You don't. Vaz. You be mean to me. I'm going to be a prime minister one day.
Vazza.
Keith Vazza is an MP, member of Parliament. He's the longest-serving Asian.
What
MP
do they call?
In
hold on. I'm sorry. What do they call his family?
The Vazzes.
The Vazzes.
The Vazzes.
The Vazzes.
The Vazines.
He's a Labour MP, Keith Vaz. Nothing wrong with him.
Of course.
You know, he was a he was an MP under Tony Blair. Famously, he was a Europe minister or something.
So there was a couple of things wrong with him.
Well,
he worked for Tony Blair. That
here's
one.
The thing. The big story this week in the British newspapers is Keith Vaz paid for male escorts. That's
right
the
on.
Big story.
What, just male people to walk around with him.
Yeah, basically, I think so. Just holding hands.
What's wrong with that then?
Nothing. Do you know what? Listen, all right, he's had some prostitutes round. Yeah. They've
oh, I thought you meant like the postal worker.
They've taken some pictures of him with these male prostitutes. And the headline is Keith Vaz paid for male escorts. That is not a headline. Keith Vaz had male escort and didn't pay. That's a headline, right? Yeah. But he paid for these dudes.
Keith Vaz is a male escort.
Or Keith Vaz falsified receipts from a male escort.
From a male escort, yeah.
Or even better still, Keith Vaz falls madly in love with Michael Barrymore.
Yeah, he's dead though, isn't he, Barrymore? That's not good.
Did he die?
Yeah, Barrymore.
I never knew that.
He fell asleep in the swimming pool or something.
No, he didn't die in the pool. It was someone else who died in the swimming pool.
I'm getting it wrong. But anyway, whatever.
Michael Barrymore kills somebody in the swimming pool.
That's, right. Yeah, he was accused.
Using
anyway.
Vaz.
He was accused. Vaseline.
Yeah, it's a Vaz orgy. A orgy.
I think there'll have been a few jars of Vaseline at Vaz's place that night. Yeah. Right?
Oh, dear.
Labour MP.
I know.
It's quite good. Anyway, he was using the party drug known as poppers.
Oh, that stuff's great.
That's not nice, is it?
Oh, that's proper. As soon as you get here, you pull the cord and it goes pop.
Now, Mr. Vaz had opposed government attempts to criminalise poppers. Right. So this is a total opposite to what goes on mostly in America, let's say. Just as an example of a
what
country.
Is poppers? Just so if you don't know,
it's a drug that you sniff.
Animal nitrate.
You sniff it. It's animal nitrate. Yeah. Now here's the thing. Usually, when somebody gets in trouble for some sort of sexual weirdness over here, they've usually been opposing that weirdness vehemently in the press for months before. They usually say homosexuality. We should kill them all, and then they get found out that they've been sleeping with three guys.
Right.
Really, that's usually the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the absolute opposite. Like he'd been saying. Don't ban poppers, and he'd been using what? Poppers.
So did you ever just think he had a little, you know, politicians have like little rhymes. Do you think he was like, don't ban poppers, it's a non-night non-stoppers.
And don't call the coppers
when I'm doing poppers.
Right.
The pair of you are floppers.
Anyway, so that it's a sensation in Britain at the moment. Oh,
all I can, every time anyone ever talks about poppers, all I can think about is like a crazed school bus driver just going off some cliff on Beachy Head high on poppers. There was always, whenever it came to light in England in the newspapers, there was always someone like a coach driver or like a school teacher that got caught doing like massive amounts of poppers for no reason.
Oh, it gives you a headache. Terrible
doesn't
stuff.
Doesn't it?
Horrible stuff, yeah. All right, Mark, you got any news stories?
I've got a very funny story, and it covers a whole range of topics.
Poppers?
Would you like to...
No, no poppers, but the topics covered here.
Right.
Politics.
Politics.
Scandinavia.
Oh, love it. Scandinavian politics.
Yeah, Vikings.
Vikings.
Body parts. And that famous store, IKEA.
Great.
Which is very Bauhaus, in a way, form leading fashion.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I almost went to IKEA yesterday. That's really? A non-story, isn't it?
I didn't go in the end. You wouldn't have come back.
We didn't go. But you know why? Because they don't let dogs in.
No.
You've got to have a specially, like, ADA-approved, whatever the ADA is.
It's IKEA-approved dog.
Association.
Dog.
Uh-huh. You've got to have a really serious...
You could have taken the dog in asking if he got a screw for this. And then they would have
I'm bringing this back.
And then they would have let you in.
I'd like to bring this back.
They make you go on a yellow road. When you go to IKEA, they put you on a yellow road. Right. And if you stray from that yellow road, that path that takes you all the way through and makes you look at everything you don't want before you find that you can't find what you don't want, if you stray off the yellow path, you know that path that you're on?
Yeah.
No, you're lost.
It's very Wizard of Oz.
You're gone.
Very Wizard of Oz.
It's very...
Oddly, it's very... what's that movie about the guy that gets caught in Turkey with a load of marijuana stuck to him?
Willy Wonka.
No. Very good, great movie.
Midnight Express.
Yeah. Do you remember where they walk round
in
and
circles?
Round
yeah.
Circles. And then if you walk the wrong way, everyone looks at you, you cannot do that.
No.
You must not do that.
And he did.
And that's what it's like in IKEA.
Well, the funny thing is, IKEA, what's it famous for besides its pieced together furniture?
Meatballs.
Well, this story in a way is sort of connected.
Don't ask me why.
He got that right.
He did. This story is sort of connected. There's a Norwegian, that's the Scandinavian part of this, journalist, photographer called Klaus Jorsted, 45.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
Famous guy in Norway.
Yeah.
Now, he's got a bad back.
Oh, dear.
So when he has a shower, he finds it difficult to stand up. Mm. So he likes to sit down in his shower. Okay. So you can't take your armchair in the shower.
No.
Because it's going to get wet. However, he went to IKEA to get... an apparatus, a stool that he could sit on.
Or a plastic chair that you could take in the shower.
Something similar. So it's this little red stool about a foot and a half tall. Now, obviously, formerly in fashion, Bauhaus and IKEA, it's going to have holes in it, so the water drips through it and it doesn't congregate in the on the
functional.
Chair. Very functional indeed.
Yeah.
So whilst Mr. Jorstad was sat on the aforementioned stool the shower, his aforementioned meatballs got caught in the holes.
Oh, his meatballs.
His meatballs got caught in the holes.
Okay. I knew this was going to end in meatballs.
It does always. There's no sauce on these meatballs. Like they got, and he posted on Facebook, he wrote an open letter on the IKEA website, which went to his Facebook. 130,000 Norwegians liked the story.
Really? His meatballs got caught in the holes. Do you know what? That's a very odd thing because do you know who sits in the shower?
Who?
The entire population of Japan.
Yes.
Really? When you go to Japan, which I have done,
I know.
When you go in the shower in your hotel room, there's a little stool with a big hole in the middle of it.
Right,
right. It's a big hole. You're never going to get your meatballs stuck in that hole.
Never.
It's a big old hole, especially if you're Japanese. Famously,
if you do get your meatballs stuck in that hole, then you've got problems with your meatballs.
Famously,
and
Swedish
meatballs. And they sit to shower, and then when you go to one of these ryokan bed and breakfast places in the middle of nowhere, very nice, beautiful, and then they've got all these they're very into their spa bath, you know, and that's smelly water
cleansing and all
smelly
kinds of
water,
good stuff,
spring water, that all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you go in those shows, there's a little, you sit down and this mirror, you know, you've got to sit down because the mirror is low, the mirror's like 2-3 feet off the ground.
Well, here in the US, when you go to a public bathroom,
yeah,
you get those little seat covers. Wouldn't they get wet?
The paper seat covers.
Yeah, wouldn't they get wet?
They would
get
wet. It's a clash of cultures, Martin.
I think it is.
Do you know what? We should launch a competition. Who can come up with the most creative use for those paper seat covers? Because I saw a guy who'd done this origami with it in Hollywood, and it was amazing.
I used mine to practice gurning.
Yeah, I did it. Put it on and did a bit of gurning. Give it the Les Dawson.
Practice gurning.
Every time I'm in there, I gurn.
American listeners can Google gurning if they like.
I pull the car with mine.
He pulled the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, Martin.
Well, there you go.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm playing a record and thinking about that.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Here's the sound of Radiohead on KX93.5. You're listening to Full English Breakfast with Martin, Daniel and Jason on a Sunday morning from 9 till 10.
I'm a creep. I'm a little.
KX93.5, that is the sound of Radiohead. I had to just pause for a moment at the sheer beauty of the music coming in my ear holes. What it did there, didn't it? Daniel Barnes and Martin Cohen. Jason, good morning. Go on, say it, Daniel, say it.
What I was talking about
just then? Just now, yeah.
Right, I was just refreshing myself on my emails, and I was going in one that I got from Tyler Russell from the station.
He's our founder.
He is the founder, and there's another there's a couple of things after him as well. Founder.
Production. No, program director.
Right. I bet he knows all about Snapchat.
I bet he does.
Dude, I'm obsessed with Snapchat. Look out, Tyler, I'm coming on Snapchat.
I've never heard of it, but I'll try it.
Stay with me because.
What do I do? Just go online and look for it.
Yeah. You're going to get it on your phone. But anyway, so I was looking at this email and it was talking about the event that's coming up on September the 20th at the Montage on September the 30th lawn. September 20th, Def Leppard. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But September 30th at the Montage on the front main lawn, there's a big event to raise money for the station and other things, I think.
Yeah, the Montage Grand Lawn with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean.
With big time musicians there forming a super band. Guys from the Doobie Brothers, Sugar Ray, Train. Yep. Go on, help me out. You're going to be there with the 133 band.
Steely Dan. I mean, founding members. Yeah, but Skunk Baxter's in the band. He's a founding member of Steely Dan.
Steve Gadd. I wanted Steve Gadd there, man.
Yeah, but he's not a founding member.
No, but he's the best
brought
member.
Brought on later.
Anyway, the point I was making was Tyler was very clear about how you said the name of this event.
Right, exactly. It's very important. Yeah.
Now, he showed you how not to say it,
right?
Which is the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
And then showed you how it was done, and I got it.
Yeah.
And I'm stupid.
Right. And how do you say it?
K exclusive. It's all one. There's no bum bum. I'm not even going to do the bum bum because it'll put people
off. Some people have been saying KX exclusive.
No, it's not K that. K exclusive.
It
rolls.
K exclusive.
We haven't even said it after it's done.
And the gig's on September 30th at 5 p.m. It's our annual fundraiser.
Sorry, Martin.
And as you say, it is a star-studded night. 133 band are playing. That's local legends.
Drew Hester on drums.
Hi.
Love him.
Yep. Alan Derham on bass. Bob Hawkins on guitar.
Legend.
Steve and Beth Wood are in the band.
Paul Peterson.
Also Paul Peterson, very much local legend.
Will Nick be making an appearance?
Yeah. Paul's got golden tonsils, whereas Nick has golden...
Fists.
Nipples.
Nerds. He's a bit of a fighter.
Yeah.
Bit scrappy, old Nick.
He is a bit scrappy.
He's a boxer.
Is he?
Oh, don't go.
I wouldn't want to cross him. I like him a lot, actually. We have a good laugh together. And also me. Yeah. I'm in the band as well. Just so you know.
Hi, Martin, over there.
Hey.
Rita Rudner is a comedian, and she's going to be the MC of this thing as well.
She's very well. Yeah, is she Jewish?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, she's not the famous, the one that She makes that a shtick.
No, no, no. She's no. dead.
Yeah, she was dead. She was Gene Wilder's wife and died years ago.
That was Geeta.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Radner.
Yeah,
that, I get those two confused.
Yeah, Gila Radner.
Gila, something like that. Not Gila.
Martin's got a right story.
Having a Gila Radner.
Have you got a story there, Martin? You look like you've got something
it's
there.
It's food. It's
oh, wait, before you do, I must say, for tickets to this fantastic event, which are going very fast, go to kx935.com, kx935.com. All right.
Thank you.
And begin.
We all love, I mean, there's three English people here from the north of England.
We love it.
We love Walker's Chips Crisps. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. Favourite flavour?
Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion, come on.
Cheese and onion?
Yeah, come on.
Well, they're coming out now with some new flavours.
Oh, dear.
Sandwich flavours.
They've tried this in the past and it never worked.
They tried it in the past. But listen to this.
Cigarette flavour, that's listen what I want. Fag flavour.
Toasted cheese and Worcester sauce.
That's all right.
That'll be all right.
Bacon and ketchup.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cheese, cucumber, and salad cream.
No, come on.
Roast chicken and mayonnaise.
You know what? The chicken flavour crisp is an abomination.
Oh, it's
should
awful.
Never have
no,
been allowed.
Prawns are worse.
Dreadful.
But you know what? If you drank enough and you put. See, we used to put Henderson's relish in it. You know that relish that they had on the bar? Henderson's relish. It's like Worcestershire sauce.
And we
used to just. You did they have it in Leeds?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Well, it was made in Sheffield.
Right.
Anyway,
that's why they don't have it in Leeds. Exactly.
So you're telling me nowhere else in the world had it apart from Sheffield?
We don't allow it. Leeds had wooden knives and forks until the Koreans started making cutlery.
Because they wouldn't have them from Sheffield.
Have it from
exactly.
Sheffield,
no. No one would buy it. Hammond mustard.
Hammond mustard. It's going to taste weird. Hammond flavour is not good.
And the last one. Sausage and brown sauce.
Well, the brown sauce.
I don't mind a bit of sausage and brown sauce, even though I'm a vegetarian.
But it's the flavour, it's the way they do flavour. Like, for instance, like when you get jam over here, jelly, and it's grape flavour. Yeah. It's a particular flavour, but it isn't grape.
No, it's what? It's chemicals.
Yeah, right. But do you know what? I do like the artificial taste of cherry more than I like the real taste of cherry.
Really?
And the same with banana. That artificial kind of like, yeah, it's a car freshener taste smell.
Yeah.
The taste smell one always gets me as things taste like the smell of something.
Yeah, well, I like that grape jelly, but it doesn't taste of
cheese and onion. I'm sorry.
Cheese and onion.
And not the sour cream you get here.
You know what? If you want salad cream with it, Walkers should put a thing of salad cream in there, thus giving the operative...
Exactly.
Do
you remember those potato chips that they used to get in England? I think they were made by Smith's or somebody, where you got a little blue bag of salt in it.
I do. Yes. Golden Wonder.
You put your own salt in. That's the original way.
We don't have nostalgia, can't we, in our later years?
Yeah, I do like a bag of crisps, though, I must say.
I do like a tin of treacle pudding.
Crisps.
Nice.
Crisps.
When did the sticky toffee pudding become a thing?
Oh, round about the same time...
I think it was the 80s, wasn't it?
When people started getting into, like, drugs.
Cuisine.
You know, when people start getting lazy, right? No, it was! As soon as people got lazy in England, they stopped... I mean... That bland food, that doesn't exist anymore because people got so lazy that they've had to import the food from everywhere. So the Heinz tin treacle sponge, I think it became really popular around about the same year as Live Aid. 1985 was the year that England gave up. After Bob Geldof, they looked at Bob Geldof and went, no.
Yeah, is that what we've got? He's Irish anyway, Geldof.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just, yeah.
So it is, baby.
He's still looking
looking for the money.
He's still looking for another disaster in Africa. Money?
He was the first person to ever swear on the BBC.
I'd like to get me money, if you don't mind.
Now what was I thinking about there before we go? Sticky toffee pudding was a posh treacle pudding.
Right.
And it came about, I think, about just when we were talking about building that railway line to France.
Gary Rhodes was the chef that popularised all these great...
Because Britain had terrible food, boring food. Mm-hmm. Treacle pudding's not interesting unless you pour a lot of custard on it.
Right.
Well, it depends how... Is it not boring today, apart from the way it's been produced or advertised?
Now, Britain's British food's great now.
But what's the difference between now and then?
France. That's the difference. Europe. Of course, it's nowadays, we've done Brexit now.
Or is it marketing?
So there'll be no more good food in Britain. We're going back. Going back to steak and kidney pie.
No, but you just said that English food wasn't was boring, but it isn't now.
Right.
So if it's the same English food... then what's the difference between then and
you're
now?
You're making a philosophical point.
Yeah. What's the difference between the same thing?
This thing, I'm looking at one thing and saying, yeah, that used to be boring and now it's interesting. Well, I don't know, let's say high blood pressure. When I was 30, not interesting. Now, interesting.
Exactly.
Or the fusion
but
of
the food. But
the food's different, Martin. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
The food's different. So the food that we had before was boring. The food that we've got now, not boring. That's. Am I clarifying myself now? No.
I think times have changed. My father will now eat garlic.
No.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and he'll try different things. My mother's like, oh, yeah, my dad's ever so grown up now. He had some tacos, though. I mean, he's very... When I was a kid, he wouldn't eat anything. It had to be like boiled this, boiled that, and everything else.
So it's perception.
Right, but see, now he's 18, he can't really do anything.
Everything's perception, Mark. Everything's made up. It's all rubbish, all nonsense.
It is.
Nonsense.
But the food was always good.
No, it was terrible. You liked it because you don't like salt. You think salt's too spicy.
I love spice. Come on, you're wrong there. Totally wrong. I can't eat spice anymore, but...
Yeah, you see.
You poor lad.
Oh, my Lord. They've got these chilies at the supermarket. Have you seen it right now? They're in season, the ones that they roast. I ate like a half container of them last night.
You know what you do? Get that Mexican cheese. Is it queso?
Yeah, and you squeeze it into the middle and make your own chili rellenos.
And then stick it on the old barbecue.
You
Fantastic.
See, I was having them when I was 10 years old in England.
Were you? No, you weren't. Really?
No. Roasted chilies? Yeah.
No, we weren't. Never saw chili till I was 39. Yep, I thought it was the work of the devil. It's KX 93.5.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
The summer faded from the sky, and we were young, we were young enough to love in ways we never had to try. Ooh, and I remember sneaking out windows in the middle of night. Up for us underneath the hollow street lights as they shine, and I was wrong for never living in those moments till those moments were all gone, and you were always right. We were living in the best days of our lives. And it was cold as we sat up on the roof and sent our prayers to the sky. Oh, and how the world would stop for us the moment we said our goodbyes. We tried, and I was lost.
Rain and sun, rain and sun, rain and sun. Hi, I'm Peter Asher, and this is your full English breakfast. Sausages, baked beans, fried bread, and great music. KX 93.5.
Yeah, it's the sound of curry.
I like the sound of Peter Asher, man. he should have put a pint of Guinness on the end of the ciggy. Peter Asher, yeah.
He was here. He's a funny little fella, but he's really quite an iconic dude, really, I suppose.
Who is he?
Peter Asher?
Yeah.
Oh, he was in a band. Peter, Paul and Mary? No, it was not him.
What Go on, tell him what band he was in, Peter Asher.
Pete and Dudley. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
They had a big hit. I can't remember, but it was a song written by Paul McCartney by the Beatles. His sister was married to Paul McCartney.
His sister was, what's her name?
Laura Ashley. No, it wasn't Laura.
What's his name? Hold on, Peter Asher. Where
Come
is
on.
He?
Please.
Oh, he was the manager of the...
No, he wasn't.
No, he was the head of... Apple Records.
A&R.
Peter,
worked at A&R.
A&R. That's it.
Only because he was mates with Paul McCartney.
That's him.
That's exactly.
That's him.
He's a bit of a ginger.
He's a bit of a. Oh, he is. He looks like Chris
what
Evans.
What's the
after
band called? Don't Rock Me Away.
Peter and Gordon.
Peter and Gordon. We're in a world without love. That was him.
Linda Ronstadt. He did some work with that.
Oh yeah, I loved old Linda Ronstadt.
And his sister was I don't know. Paul McCartney.
Petra
Asher. Patricia. Marianne Faithfull.
No.
I'm trying to read. This is what I'm doing. I'm reading his biography on Wikipedia, but I'm just reading the blue. King's College, Dr. Asher, Margaret Elliot, Jane Asher. Marianne Faithfull, Mars Bars, Cambridge, A&R, Apple Records, Cocaine, the Bee Gees, Sun, Shine, Flag, the End.
If you just tune into this rubbish.
It's rubbish. It's just rubbish. I can do his life in the 70s. Atlantic Records, Tom Snow, Kate Teller, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, Sweet Baby Goodbye.
God. I've lost it. It's
KX 93. You're not the only one.
It's Snapchat Wikipedia.
It's Full English Breakfast on KX 93.5. Just a bunch of lads sitting around, basically taking the mickey. What's going on?
Mary Clayson, your auntie.
My aunt Mary.
In Canada.
She's my half-auntie.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Has just sent me
a picture of on a plate.
Yeah, of a...
blue plate special.
Of some crisps.
Oh!
Lay's, the American version of Walker's, I'm guessing. Yeah. And obviously, she lives in French Canada,
right?
So
the
side of Canada, which
Quebec.
Is
no, she lives in Ottawa.
Yeah, but it's more French than
Ottawa. It really is.
Than the West Coast.
It's
Asia.
More French than down here for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you see, the reason why I'm thinking it's more French than down here is because the bag of crisps, it's cheese and onion, but it's also written in French on it.
Cool. Oh,
and it says fromage et oignon.
Et oignon. Fromage onion.
Very cultured.
Yeah.
French onion.
Yeah.
Cheese onion.
French onion soup flavoured crisps.
Yeah,
thank you, Mary.
Yeah,
that'd be a good one, French onion soup.
Thanks, Mary. It's good that it's written in French.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm. Do they taste French, though?
Le France.
I think they do. You know how French things taste French?
What is the French flavour?
I don't know, but do they have... Do they?
Onion.
It's kind of a little funky, isn't it?
You need euros to buy them.
Truffles.
Do you know anything about bitcoins, by the way?
Bitcoins?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard the word before.
Right.
Go on.
No, I'm just asking because I don't know anything about them.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's a form of currency.
On the internet.
Right, but it's not attached to any geographical region. So there's no... I don't know.
And I also don't think... I might be wrong, but I don't think it's actually...
worth anything. It's not recognised.
No, it is worth something, yeah. But it's not... If you go onto a currency exchange, you can't buy bitcoins for dollars.
No, it has to be traded to something within the realm of the internet.
Yeah,
so
it's internet-based.
What?
It's not,
it doesn't make any sense,
you don't
it?
Have a bitcoin. There's nothing physical. Right. It's a bitcoin.
So
it's
you
just
could be wrong. You could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But it's not like you've got a $100 bill.
Right.
You don't have a bitcoin that's worth whatever it's worth.
I could be wrong.
It's something...
I think they're made of fromage.
Airy-fairy.
I do too. I know this much. I was never very fond of Bic razors.
Bitcoin. That's what you pay for your razors with, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Big pens?
Mm-hmm. That's... Yep. good.
They'll end up taking over the world. We'll be trading in it soon. That and Pokemon images.
Right.
Which died, didn't it?
What did?
That whole Pokemon evolution, it lasted like 2 weeks.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah, with everybody.
I think everybody just went.
It went underground.
Pokemon went.
It did, didn't it? I don't see anybody doing it now. I don't see anybody running into lampposts and minis doing it.
Do you know, I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
But a couple of weeks
not
ago,
paying attention.
Everybody was into it.
Mary's come back and she said, everything in that country has got to have a bilingual label.
Oh, it's right. True, yeah.
It's like Wales. It's the same thing in Wales. They've got to, everything's got to be in Welsh.
Imagine going to a taco truck and saying,
je veux un taco.
Taco super,
you've got to be really, you've got to be multi, you've got to be, it's good that.
Multilingual.
Got to be a cunning linguist, haven't you?
Yes.
In order to do that correctly.
Pretty much.
It's good, it's international. Somebody tried to invent an international language once. Esperanto.
Yeah, that went down well.
It didn't do, nobody bothered with it, did they?
Yeah, but speak
Latin. If you spoke Latin, that'd be a good thing, because Latin's the thing, isn't it?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult, though, to learn Latin.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Why?
Because it's just really complicated. Everything's like descriptive and...
Do you have a problem with languages in general? Because if speaking English, you should be able to learn Latin. It's a...
You know what? I think you... But it's harder than learning French or German.
It's not racist to say you don't like Latin, because nobody speaks Latin.
My mum does. She learnt it in school.
Did she? Did she actually speak it?
Well, we don't know, because no one speaks Latin around her, so she could start talking Latin and no one would know.
She never sort of yelled at you, Dominum Conundrum...
William Dan Brum.
Nil Desperandum.
Ah, Daniel.
Nil Copulatum.
Vendorum.
Yeah. No, she never did that.
Never said
but
that.
But she reckoned that she could read any plant label, because plants are always labelled. The horticultural term is always in Latin, and the same in medicine. Most
very useful skill, that.
Right.
But that's why French and German, if you read French and German, just you don't understand the language, but you read the newspaper in French or German, you can get a very good idea of what's going on.
You can. As long as there's pictures.
I mean, we're not far from it now with
and
computers.
And translation.
You'll be able to get in-ear translation, where eventually you'll just have something on your phone and whatever someone's speaking, it'll just be translated straight into your ear.
It's almost here. I've got that Google Translate. Used it a lot in Japan.
Did it work?
Yeah, it works really well. The signs never say anything very interesting. It's usually like no parking.
Yeah, but could you have someone talking to it? Is it voice recognition?
They have that now. There's an app.
There's an app for that. Yeah, there's an app for everything. Yeah. Good. I'll play a quick record, and then we'll probably, it's almost time to say goodbye, but it's Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station.
Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head, and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from Breakfast Barney to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, still
I know. Before you start writing in and complaining, I know I'm supposed to play just English music on this radio show, but I saw that Joni Mitchell song and I thought, you know what, I'm going to play it, whatever, don't care.
Do you know what? It's all the same thing.
Yeah, Britain, America.
Right.
Don't matter, does it? I sat next to a guy yesterday on the way down to San Clemente. I had a meeting in San Clemente. It was supposed to be at 10:30. So I got down to San Clemente in good time, and then I got a text saying, can we make it 11:30?
Oh, don't you hate that?
Well, I thought, you know what, I'll just go to Denny's. So I went to Brett for breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't normally go to Denny's, but it was a special treat.
What did you have?
I had a lumberjack slam.
A lumberjack?
You had a lumberjack slam?
What would you have if you went to Denny's?
Yeah, probably something similar, I guess. I don't know. I've never been there for a while.
Lumberjack slam.
What was on that plate with the older lumberjack slam?
Everything.
Bacon, sausage, bacon.
Which one was it?
Lumberjack slam.
No, which show Denny's did he go to?
It was in San Clemente. It was off the 5, off the freeway.
I know where it is. It's right down there.
It's right off the freeway, yeah. Pico. Avenida Pico.
It's near Ross.
I remember going to the one in Dana Point with you, Ted.
Right, you will have done. Well, it's just the same, Mark. No different. Yeah. All the same thing.
Denny's can be epic at times. I used to go to the one in the middle of the night in San Francisco.
Great at night, yeah. Wonderful at night. So, I forgot what I was going to say now.
You were there. You distracted me. Denny's. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a lot of big lines because Saturday morning, a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of Mexican people lining up for breakfast.
I love it.
And especially down there, you know. And I said to the lady, do you mind if I just go sit at the bar? So I sat at the bar. She let me do that because, you know, it's a good thing to go for breakfast by yourself if there's a bar at the diner.
I didn't know they had a licensed bar in there.
No, it's the bar instead of the bar of where you sit.
Oh, right, sorry.
Sitting there. So I went and sat down and sat next to some bloke and I'm still on my phone, I'm texting and messing about, still working away. And the woman comes over and she says to the guy next to me, is everything all right? Would you like a cup of coffee? And he goes like, he says, you've asked me 3 times now if I want a cup of coffee. Do you know what? I'll have a cup of coffee because I feel guilty now. I've said no 3 times. So I looked at him and I said, that's not a San Clemente accent, is it? He said, no, I'm from Bristol.
Nice!
Bristol. He's a soccer coach called Mark and he's from Bristol.
Right.
And he teaches soccer.
And what's he doing in San Clemente?
He's married to some lady. He's been here 15 years in America. And we had a right good conversation about how rubbish it is. But the weather's good. One of those conversations, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's not like home, is it? Nah, it's not the same.
I bet he was down in San Clemente, right?
And I'll be honest with you, I don't feel like that at all. But when I get sat with some miserable brewing English
guy. Play into it a little bit.
I can't help it. Oh, yeah, it's right, rubbish, isn't it? They've got no sense of humour, have they?
No.
Oh, terrible.
Food's all the same.
Oh, bloody rubbish, isn't it? Greasy
crap. Who'd want to come here? Beaches everywhere and palm trees and Ferraris and, oh, it's the end of the roads.
Nice looking birds.
Went into this store the other day.
What?
They had everything.
Aye.
It was horrible.
Terrible. So, you know, it's not what it used to be, though, is it?
No, nothing is.
It's not what it used to be, you know.
Well, back in the 90s. Aye. Remember that?
It was all right when I first arrived here. You know, it's changed now.
Everyone had a boat and 2 cars.
So, I'm just giving a shout-out to him, really. Coaches soccer and seemed like a nice bloke. And
what was he having for breakfast, besides coffee, which he begrudgingly took?
He had some sort of skillet thing.
Soccer coach mom.
Slightly healthier choice than I had, I think.
It's a special. It's a white egg omelette with
spinach,
avocado, cranberries, and 3 selected mushrooms. It's called a soccer coach mom special.
Right. Tasteless.
Tasteless.
Yeah.
Comes on a Range Rover.
Right. And then nip to the 7-Eleven and get yourself a big muffin that nobody sees you eat.
And it's wrapped in plastic and its expiration date is 2090.
Goodness me.
I like them. They're good.
Something's got to expire in 2090.
Right. Those muffins.
Me. I'm going to expire in 2090. It's KX 93.5. It's your full English breakfast on KX 93.5. Martin Cohen, say goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Say goodbye, Daniel Barnes.
Goodbye.
And I'm Jason Fedden. We'll be back next week at 9 o'clock. I'll be on the radio, 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Are you playing today anywhere?
Yes, but it's a private party.
Oh, I can guess who this is for. You're doing another afternoon tea session with Justin Bieber, aren't you?
The Biebs.
Whose party is it? Can we come?
I don't know. I've forgotten now.
It's Justin Bieber's. He's always playing
it's
his
Newport
house.
Newport Beach. I don't want to go there. All right. It's KX 93.5. I'm going to play a track after this British Air Company spot called Shadow Kinks by the Painbirds.
Yeah.
They are playing at our K-exclusive event, September 30th, 5 o'clock. Tickets at kx935.com.
Can you say it one more time for the people? K...
Exclusive.
Thank you.
Okay, exclusive.
Okay, exclusive.
Exclusive. Okay, exclusive.
See you.
Exclusive. Okay, exclusive.
You sure it's not supposed to be?
Napoleon.
No, it's
exclusive. Are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949 497 8345.
God save the Queen!